In 1993, the chase was off.
I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year.
1993 gave us the Beanie Babies and Waco, but a disastrous talk show made 1993 a strange year.
The Chevy Chase Show,
September 1993.
Say they have some ideas for a theme song for my new show. Ron, let me hear what you have.
He's Chevy Chase, he's a heck of a guy. He makes you laugh.
Hold it. Save your butt kissing for your next boss, okay? Fred, what do you have?
I don't know how he got his own show. He ain't very funny, but I guess.
Let me hear yours again, Ron.
Is Chevy Chase a heck of
Chevy
a guy?
Chevy Chase, coming in September to Fox.
It makes you cry.
It's growing on me.
Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase.
The Chevy Chase Show was a late-night talk show that premiered on Fox on September 7th, 1993, amidst high expectations and considerable fanfare. The show was intended to be a major competitor to established late-night programs like The Tonight Show and The Late Show. However, the show's run was short-lived, lasting only 5 weeks before being canceled due to poor ratings and critical reception. Initially, the show generated significant buzz. Chase was a well-known and beloved figure in the entertainment industry, with a successful career in film and television, including his iconic work on Saturday Night Live. His return to television was highly anticipated, and many expected his unique brand of humor to translate well to the late-night talk show format. The show opened with strong ratings, as viewers tuned in to see Chase's return to television. However, it didn't take long for the cracks to show. Critics panned it, citing its lackluster writing, awkward pacing, and Chase's sometimes abrasive hosting style. Despite attempts to improve the show, including bringing in new writers and tweaking the format, the show failed to find its footing. It was reported that Fox paid Chase $3 million to do the show, which would be almost $7 million today. The production bought the once-famed Earl Carroll Theater, which became the Aquarius Theater, and renamed it the Chevy Chase Theater. Behind the scenes, the show was plagued by production problems and conflicts. Reports surfaced of tension between Chase and the show's producers, as well as clashes with network executives over the direction of the show. These issues contributed to a lack of cohesion and consistency in the show's content, further alienating viewers. As the weeks went on, the show saw a steady decline in ratings. Viewership dropped significantly, with many viewers tuning out due to the show's perceived lack of quality. On October 7th, 1993, just 5 weeks after its premiere, Fox announced its cancellation. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back next time for another episode of Strange Year.